We just lit the 8th candle, which means today's the last lighting of Hanukkah. And for many people, they enjoy this Chag so much that they wish it would never end. If we could find some possible reason why we can extend Hanukkah beyond the 8 days, many people would wish they could do so. Which brings us to the question that's presented in the Tami HaMinhagim. He says, Tom, the reason why Hanukkah is not for 9 days, well, why should it be 9 days? After all, we know all the reasons why it's 8. Because maybe misafek kamo she'anu osin b'chag Sukkot tisha yamim. We know when it comes to Sukkot, we also and other Yomim Tovim, because of Sveika Diyoma, we have this concept. Because when it came to determining the Rosh Chodesh, it was difficult for us from far away to be able to know which day was right. And therefore, in the case of a Suffolk, we had an extra day. So therefore, just like when it comes to Sukkot, in which in many ways, which we've seen, Hanukkah is compared to Sukkot. So therefore, maybe we should have the same din, that Hanukkah should not be for 8 days, maybe it should be for 9. So why do we distinguish between these two Chagim? So he says, again, when it comes to Sukkot, we do have Tshi, a 9th day, which we call Simchas Torah, Safek Shmini, because the possibility that it is the 8th day, or Shmini Atzeres. Now the reason for this, he explains, Memnei Shechag HaSukkos Min HaTorah, that there's a fundamental difference between the holiday of Sukkot and Hanukkah. That when it comes to Sukkot, there's the idea, the whole doubt is a biblical suffix. It's a suffix deraisa. And therefore, when it comes to a suffix deraisa, he explains, quoted in the words of the Abud Raham, Hichmiru Razal al Sveiko, our Chachamim, a blessed memory, because there's a doubt with regard to a Torah obligation, we will institute a 9th day. Because of this idea that at least then they were unable to determine what day it was, and that they were not experts as to determine whether or not Sukkot was celebrated on the right days. However, Hanukkah, as we know, is not found anywhere in the Torah. In fact, you can comb through Tanakh, it's not found. After all, it's in the time of the second Beis HaMikdash. Heim Amru, therefore there's a principle called Heim Amru v'Heim Amru. Heim Amru, so the Chachamim are the ones who initiated this whole Chag, Laso Shemonish Mechanukah. They said that the holiday is specifically for 8 days, and therefore v'Heim Amru, Cheshbon, they're the ones who established this specific calculation. And therefore, based on this idea, which doesn't say it so clearly, but when it comes to rabbinic law, Safek d'Rabbanan, L'kula, and therefore, we're going to only celebrate the 8 days in which the Chachamim instituted for Hanukkah, and although maybe someone would like to, we do not celebrate the 9th. There's an interesting, different approach that's brought down to answer the most famous question of Hanukkah, which we discussed already. The Beis Yosef asked the question that when it comes to the nace of Hanukkah, in which, as it says clearly in the Gemara Shabbos, was that the oil burned for 8 days. But they found a pachecha, they found one flask with enough oil to last for a day. In essence, the miracle is only for 7 days. And therefore, he asked the question, the famous question, why do we celebrate Hanukkah for 8 days? Really, it would make sense, it should only be for 7. And we gave numerous answers. Maybe the additional day is for the war, possibly that they distributed the oil to 8 different parts, so the miracle continued every single day. There's another interesting approach, that this answer could actually be connected, intertwined to what we just learned. That maybe, in fact, the Chazal only wanted to institute this holiday for not 8 days, but for 7 days, as the Beis Yosef asks. After all, the miracle of the oil was only for 7 days, not 8. However, based on the concept, just like Sukkot, that there's a concept of a suffix that we will tack on an extra day, some Mefarshim say, actually, that's the significance of why Hanukkah is not 7, but rather 8.